Parashas Vayischa is a parasha that very much represents the era that we're actually living in right now. In as much that, you know, we had an exciting time. We had Purim, we had Pesach, we had 49 days that we're moving along, which is connecting the Pesach to Shavuos. We had Shavuos, and then things seem to take a bit of a dip, a bit of a decline. From Parashas Vayischa, we have in this week's parasha already, we begin with tzoros, we begin with problems. Klal Yisrael are misbehaving. And this we haven't yet found in its clarity. You know, we found the Egel, but that's a long time ago. Parashas Vayischa, Parashas Shelach Lecha, Parashas Korach. Yeah, these are parashas of Klal Yisrael misbehaving. These are serious issues over here in parashas misbehaving. And as soon as we finish with them, we sort of end up straight into the 3 weeks. And then the 3 weeks we have Sheva Denachemta, which are the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, and then we go straight into Yom HaDin. So that really, these things are, it's sort of like looking down, it looks sort of sliding down from the peak of the climax of Shavuos all the way down. And the question is, in this week's parasha, what do we learn how to deal with this decline? How do we come to Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaDin, that's represented with a shofar? How do we get around that in a better and healthier state than we have in the previous years? So in this week's parasha, Parasha Yud, Perik Yud, Posuk Aleph, there's a chiyuv, that a new mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe. Dabar Hashem and Moshe Lemur, Asay Lecha, make for yourself Shtei Chatzot Reis Kesef, make for yourself two trumpets made out of silver. Miksha Ta'ase Oysom, you should make them out of a single piece. And you should be using them to call together the Eidot, to call together those people who are important in the Klal Yisrael, and in order to move them along during the Midbar, obviously move from place to place, to use them as a sign to move the Machnois from one place to the other. And then the parasha goes into exactly how this should be used. If you use two, then the Eidot comes, you blow two Tekiyos and the Eidot comes, which is the Rosh Sanhedrin. If you blow one, oh, then the Siyum comes. If you blow a Teruah, then the Machnois move, and the parasha moves on. But let's just go carefully through the very first introduction to the Chatzotzeres. Asay Lecha Shtei Chatzotzeres Kesef. So Asay Lecha, make for yourself, Rashi is Medayit from the Gemara, Asay Lecha, Ato Oise Umishtamish Behem, you make it and use it, V'loi Acher, and nobody else should use it. Now the Gemara says in Menachos, Daf Chof Ches on the base, Chatzotzer She'osu Moshe, the Chatzotzer Moshe Beinu made, Kisheiros Loi Uposlu L'Doiris. It was kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was kosher for him, but it was possible for future generations. Future generations could not use those Chatzotzer that Moshe made. The question is why? Moshe Rabbeinu obviously made his Chatzotzer B'Shleimus, in its perfection. And the mind that went into it, the kavanas he made when he actually went through and built, made these chatzotras, were incredible. You know, people are into kisve yad, kisve yodas from the Chassam Sefer, from Kiva Eger, because they can actually relate this to something that they wrote. You know, they feel an attachment to it. You know, people still talk about the chair of Rav Nachman. You know, it's a big thing. Chatzotras and Moshe Rabbeinu made. Use it for each generation, the kavanas, the Shem Shemaim, the perfection that he went and he did the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that must be fantastic. So why is it that the Apostles say that Asay Lecha Ato Oiseh Meshtamash Behem, you can make them and use them, V'loi Acher, nobody else? Secondly, in the Pasuk, there's a chiyuv to make the Chatzotzer's Miksha Ta'aseh Oisom. There's a chiyuv to make them out of one single piece. In other words, you can't take a bit of metal and knock them together and solder a piece one to the other and make a piece out of that. You've got to take the piece in its entirety, take a solid metal silver piece and make the chatzis out of one single piece of kesef. What's the idea behind that? What is the concept behind that? That you have a chatzis which is made out of mixture rather than having sometimes a more beautiful chatzis out of all the different pieces that can be hammered on and soldered on to that particular piece. So let's start with the second question first. Rav Aryeh Lewin, he was the Reisher Rav in Poland. He said, this is not the only time that the Torah commands us to make something out of mikshah, make out of a single piece. And he says mikshah has an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage of a mixture is that it's much stronger. It is much more versatile. It is, doesn't fall apart. Not going to have pieces that fall off it. You know, the main problem for furniture that you buy from IKEA is not the piece of wood that they made. It's the, once it's connected one thing to the other, the joints, where you join it together, that's where the problems begin.
Because you're the one who joins it.
Yeah, okay. Because the weakness is in the joints, right? You know, they say a story where Walmart joined up with IKEA, suddenly bought a chicken and legs fell off. You know, these are something that... The weakness is where you join things together. With a mixture achas, you don't have any joins. It is one solid piece. It's much stronger. On the other hand, it's much more difficult. You've got to take a single piece of silver. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you take a piece of silver. Do you hollow it out? Do you hammer it together? I don't know how you do it. But you take and how do you connect one side to the other?
If you take it, it's one solid piece and you connect them together, but it's one piece.
Yeah, but that's you doing it with a piece of paper.
I'm saying it's not hollowed out from a block of silver.
So you, in other words, you've got to take silver, you've got to make
piece.
It silver very, 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 very thin.
Two edges of the same piece.
And then turn it over. And connect it. Yeah, okay, it can't be that easy. It can't be that easy. But that's mixture achas. In other words, it's much more difficult for you to do it, but it's much stronger. He said, not only is there a chiyuv to make mixture achas over here, there are other places in the Torah as well. There's a chiyuv to make something out of a mixture achas, a one solid piece. Where are they? The menorah and the kruvim. The menorah and the kruvim were also chiyuvim to make it out of one solid piece. They were actually gold. Okay, this is silver. But also make it out of one solid piece. What is the lesson? What is the common denominator over here between the chatzetzeris, the menorah, and the kruvim that all had this chiyuv to be made out of one solid piece? So he explains firstly with the menorah. Menorah is representing Torah. It has one middle stem where all the other six, which are the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, are facing in towards that stem. In other words, it represents Torah. Torah has no compromise. There's no easy way of getting and accomplishing being a Talmud Chacham. There's no easy way of doing it. There's no quick fix. You have to sit down, pas b'melech toichel, mayim sov tishte. You have to learn and slog over Torah. There's no compromise. Not only is there no compromise in the learning of the Torah, there's no compromise in the practice of the Torah. Yeah, there's no way of saying, you know, just keep this and, you know, Hashem doesn't mind. That is conservatism. That's reform. That is not Torah. Torah, I'm not calling it Orthodox Judaism. That is not Judaism. There's no compromise in Yiddishkeit. There's 613 mitzvahs that we keep with love and we keep with its entirety. But there's no compromise, and therefore, if there's no compromise, the strength of Torah is that it's going to remain from generation to generation. But it's going to be mikshah, it's going to be one piece. Kruvim. Kruvim are the face of a young child, of a young boy facing another young child, which is a young girl. And that is representing chinuch, education. Education as well has got to be made sure that there's no compromise in education. It's difficult. The way you deal with a 3-year-old child having a tantrum is different to the way you deal with a 13-year-old child having a tantrum or a 16-year-old child having a tantrum. And how do you educate? Each child is different. Every child has his needs. Every child needs to be strictured. Every child needs to be loved and nurtured. How do you bring that child to education? There's no quick fix. You can't just send them to school and expect them to come back a malach. It doesn't work that way. It has to be a mixture achas. It's got to be one solid piece. It's got to be no compromises in education, and it's very difficult to do. But ultimately, you'll come up with two children that the Be'ez Hashem Shechina can speak from between them. And thirdly, there is over here the chatzetzeris. Chatzetzeris over here is leadership. Within leadership, there can be absolutely no place for compromise and no place for weakness. If a person shows weakness as a leader, then you'll find that the tzibor will find the weakness. You know, you remember when the first few days in school, when there was a new teacher, and the first day everyone's petrified, and eventually you find his weakness, and that's it, it's over. Yeah, that's it, the teacher can't teach. The weakness of a leader is his downfall. And therefore, b'chatzitzrus is going to be mikshachas. A leader with no compromises, a leader that has no weakness that can be seen. And that is a koyach of a leader to lead if it's mikshah achas. That is why Torah is marked with a mikshah achas. On the other hand, though, there's a beautiful piece from Yecheskel Abramsky. And he said, why is it over here that this chatzaitzis that Moshe Rabbeinu used cannot be used in future generations? And he said, that of course the goals of every generation are the same. Of course the Torah in every generation are the same. But the leadership in each generation has to be different. Every generation needs leaders for its generation. The nisyonos we have today, the challenges we have today, are different to the challenges we had 30 years ago, or 60 years ago, or 100 years ago. The leaders today understand what the challenges are, and work with the tzibur that they have, work with the cloud that they have, and lead them in the way that they need. And therefore, to use a chatzotras, to use a representation of leadership from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to think that the way Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael could be the same way as lead Klal Yisrael today is a mistake. Every generation requires an adaption to knowing how to lead that particular generation. I forgot who it was, but one of the big Litvish Gedolim made it to America before the war. And I forgot who it was. He was the one, he knew Shas, he got smicha from Chaim Moser already as a bocher. And he comes over to America, and obviously the bochrim there were very different straight after the war to the bochrim he was used to in Europe. And they asked him if one evening, they don't mind if the Roshiva davens Maariv a little bit earlier. Why? Because there is a heavyweight boxing championship that if they daven Maariv at a regular time, that they'll miss the beginning. And since a lot of the Shiva boys want to go, it's important that they daven Maariv early, that way they can watch the championship. What do you expect the Roshiva to say? I'm a sugar, spinch, you know, are you crazy, you know? Have you lost it? Have you lost the plot? What's going on here? He said, no, Adarab, I understand, you have your needs. Make sure you come back, you know, have a good night's sleep, because tomorrow's another sugya. That's unbelievable leadership. That is a person who knows that different place requires different things, you know? And that is that chatzetzus and Moshe cannot be used for future generations. Now, on this theme, I want to work through this posuk. The next pasuk. In other words, it's very clear from this parasha that the goals we have of keeping Torah in its entirety are uncompromising. But the tools of how to go about them are very different from generation to generation, from person to person. Let's look in the next pasuk over here, in Perek Yud, pasuk Beis and pasuk Gimel. The pasuk says, in order to call in Klal Yisrael, V'toku bohen, Pasuk Gimel, you shall make a tekiah, v'noyadu eilecha kol ha'edo el Pesach ha'omoyd. If you want to call the Edo are the Sanhedrin, the Tamid HaChachomim, then in order to do that, make a tekiah. V'toku bohen, make a tekiah with them, with both of them. In other words, blow both chatzotzrus a tekiah. And that is how you bring together the Edo. V'im ba'achas yiskau, if you only blow one, and you blow that one with the tekiah, v'noi adu elecho hanasiim roshei alfa Yisrael. Then the nasiim will come. In other words, if you blow two chatzotzrus a tekiah, then the Edo comes, the Sanhedrin come. If you blow one of them a tekiah, then the nasiim will come. Okay? So both times use a tekiah. Posuk hey, uskatem teruah, if you blow a teruah, v'nosu hamachnois hachoinim kedmo. Then the machnos that are dwelling, kedma, will begin to travel. In other words, here when we're speaking about instructing the kahal to move, you use a teruah. And the pasuk said later on, uskartim teruah shenis, and other machnos will move. Now, look at pasuk zayin, very interesting. Uba hakiles akohol, when you're bringing in, not the nasiim, and you're not bringing in the edor, you're bringing in the kohol, you're trying to bring all the kahal together, says a pasuk, tiskeu v'lo teriu. Use a tekiah and don't use a teruah. The pasuk seems to say that logically, use a teruah, but here says the pasuk, no, don't do a teruah, make sure you do a tekiah. So what is the deal behind a tekiah by the Edor and tekiah when it comes to the Nasiim, a teruah when it comes to the average person on the street, and then when it comes to bringing everyone together, you have a tekiah and not a teruah. What's the day behind this? So the first place you've got to look in a question like this is a Malbim. Okay? And the Malbim explains something very beautiful. And he says, as you know, that there are two ways of being afraid to do something. You could be afraid of your wife, and you could be afraid of the taxman. two different things. You're afraid of your wife. You're afraid to offend your wife is not because she's going to come running down the street with a rolling pin. You're afraid to offend your wife because you admire her and love her to such an extent, the last thing you want to do is to offend her. You love her and appreciate her, and therefore this appreciation, this godliness that you see in her, makes you afraid to offend her. You're afraid of the tax man not because you love him, but you're afraid of him because he knows that he may make you a lot of trouble. Lahavdol, this is the same thing with different levels of Yirah Shemayim. You can have Yirah Shemayim because Yirah HaRoimimos. You can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such an extent where you see His majesty, you see His glory, you see His godliness, that the last thing you want to do is offend Him or do an Avera because it so goes against how I see Him that I just can't do an Avera. Or you can have Yirah HaInish. I don't really know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I do know that He's fully in control of my life, and therefore, if Chas V'Chalil, the person does an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make him suffer, and therefore it's not worthwhile rubbing him up the wrong way. Yeah? And therefore there's Yirah HaRoimimos, Yirah HaInish. Yirah HaRoimimos, seeing the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, a person does not do an Avera on Motzei Yom Kippur straight after Nacht because he's scared of the Inish. He doesn't do it because he has a Roimimos. He's just been with Ne'ilah. You know, he just said Hashem Hu Elokim. He's so high. He's feeling almost airborne. The last thing he wants to do now is offend the Rebbein Shem has such a relationship with. That's Yirah HaRoimimos. And that takes levels of understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is generally expected from the greater people. Tekiah is majesty. One long blast is majesty, is godless. When you coronate a king, you make a tekiah, a straight trumpet blast. That is a tekiah. Therefore the Pasuk says, when you're bringing together the Nasiim, when you're bringing together the Edor, which are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, who are expected to be in high levels, bring them together with a reminding them of where they should be on their tekiah level, on the levels of Roimimos, on the levels of godliness, on the levels of Yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way because of the love that they have for Him and the passion they have to do His mitzvahs, not of Yiras HaOinish, and therefore bring them together as a tekiah. However, when it comes to the Om, when it comes to Machnois, regular Klal Yisrael, there you can't expect them to have a relationship with Roimimos. You can expect them though to be reminded of the Yiras HaOinish. And therefore, in that case, use a teruah. Teruah is a trembling. Yet, Yiras HaOinish, a tremble. It is a noise that is a sound that represents sobbing or trembling. Okay? And therefore, that's Yiras HaOinish. And therefore, when it comes to bringing in the kahol, when it comes to bringing in rest of Klal Yisrael, then do a teruah. Says the Pasuk, what happens if you bring in all Klal Yisrael together? You bring them all together, ubahakele sakol, not to move. But you're bringing them in for a drosha. What would you expect one would use in order to bring them all together? Something, a language that a man in the street understands, a universal language that at least he understands. And therefore I would expect to use a teruah. Why use a tekiah? And the Apostle says no. When you're bringing everybody together for one big drosha, no. Use a tekiah, not a teruah. The question is, these people don't understand tekiah. So why use a tekiah? Why don't you use a teruah? On that says a Malbim, because when Klal Yisrael get together in one united form to receive a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're with the tutelage, they're under the guidance and under the influence of Talmidei Chachamim, even the average person who until now has only understood Yiras HaOinish will understand at that moment Yiras HaRoimimos. And therefore, ubahakele sakol tisku'u v'loiteriu. Do the tekiah. Don't use a teruah because they're ready to hear tekiah. You know, you go sometimes to God Lador. He's not going to oinish. He's not going to punch you. But there's a roimimos there. There's a Yiras Shemayim that comes in there just by seeing his face. There's a godliness over there. And how much is that compared? And therefore, ubahakele sakol tisku'u v'loiteriu. And therefore, the tool that we have to use in order to Be'ez Hashem rise different levels is sometimes Yiras HaRoimimos, sometimes Yiras HaOinish. In within our day, there's sometimes times when we're feeling very spiritual to grow, and sometimes just going to make sure that we don't fall. Whatever it is, we've got to do that with our fullest heart. You know, the Kotsky used to say, Kushanichnas av mamatim besimcha. So he says, at certain times when it's Nishas Ador, Marbim besimcha, we're Marbim. We're out there spiritually building ourselves, doing, looking for mitzvah, looking to grow. But sometimes it's mamatim. All we're trying to do is make sure we don't do our virus. We're not in the levels of actually producing stuff. It is a damage control. Yeah, mamatim. So he says, Kishnichnas av mamatim, but do it besimcha. Yeah? When you mamatim, even if you're doing less, do it besimcha. Know where you are every single day, if it's Remimus or whether it's Einish, and know that at certain times we can actually upgrade when you have the right company. The next Pasuk says, Pasuk Tes, V'chisavoyu milchoma ba'artzachem. This is an unbelievable Alshich that I believe is a I had a shock when I saw this Alshich, and I'll read it out to you. The Pasuk says that this V'chisavoyu milchoma ba'artzachem, and when a milchoma comes to your land, al hatzar hatzir eschem, on the enemy that is bothering you. V'hari oisam bechatzoitzrus, you should blow chatzoitzrus. V'niskartim ifnei Hashem alekeichem, and you will be remembered ifnei Hashem alekeichem. V'noishartim oiveichem, and you will be saved from your enemies. Now, so it seems to be that this pasuk is talking about a din of war. When you go out to war, what should one do? One should go out with chatzoitzrus. The Rambam, in the first halacha of Hilchos Tainios, learns from his pasuk of Mitzvah Deraisa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tainios, Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah Lizoik V'Lahariah B'Chatzitzrus. It's a mitzvah Asei from the Torah to Lizoik V'Lahariah B'Chatzitzrus, to blow the Chatzitzrus Al Kol Tzara Shatovei Al Tzibur, on any Tzara, on any thing that is makes the Tzibur, which makes the community suffer. Shnema, this pasuk, Al hatzar hatzira eschem, on any tzar that comes to you, v'hari oisam b'chatzitzrus, you should blow the trumpets. Kloima, kol dovo sheyetsa lechem, anything that makes you suffer, kagoin b'tzirus, which is drought, dever, pestilence, arbe, locust, ukiyetsa behen zolku aleim v'hariu, make blow the shofar. And he says that's a chelik of tshuva. Carries on the loch gimel. Aval im lo yizaku v'lo yiriu. If you don't do that, elo yoyim rudabu zem minako olam iralonu v'tzoru zem nikra nikris. But if we say this is not Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, this is a statistic. Things happen. Yeah. Hare ze zu derech achzorius. This is achzorius. This is cruelty. V'goremes lehem lihidovik b'maseim horoim. And that connects you with your bad things. But toisiv had tzorah tzorah sacheris. And this will actually bring you more tzorahs. So I have two questions. Question number one is, the Alshich asks this question. If the Pasuk is talking about any tzorah, the Rama said it's not talking about especially by Mulchama. It's talking about any tzorah. Any tzorah that Sibyl go through, whether it's famine, whether it's drought, whether it's locust, any tzorah at all, you've got to go through with this blowing of the chatzitrus. If so, why does the pasuk say, V'chisavoyu milchoma ba'artzchem, and a war comes to your land, al hatzar hatzira eschem, on the enemy that comes to attack you? Why talk about that? Why does the pasuk say clearer? When any tzorah comes to you, blow chatzitrus. Why talk about it as if there's a war and there's an enemy? Even if there's no enemy, there's drought, there's no enemy there, there's drought. Yeah, and even then the Torah says you've got to do it. So why does the Torah use the Lashon of Melchama with an enemy? It's not Melchama with an enemy, it could be drought. So also the Al-Shech HaKadosh. Secondly, it always bothered me, this Rambam. The Rambam says that a person who does not go through this, he does not do tshuva, he does not blow the shofar, is an achzori. If he said it's all statistics, it happens, things happen, he's an achzori. He is a cruel person. I wouldn't say a person's a cruel person. I would say a person's an apikoros. He's an apikoros. A person does not believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world and is coming to him from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's apikoros. Or the person's an idiot. But don't call him an achzori. Why is it called an achzori? So listen to this Alshich. And this Alshich is very, 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 very unique and very special. Alshich says like this. Kimusa Vahadrocha Amitis Lachomavakesh Es Hashem Al Kol Torah Shlo Tovu. This posuk is teaching you a key to understanding any kind of tzara that a person reaches. That a person, any tzara a person receives of Kadosh Baruch Hu, this posuk is giving us the key. Listen to this posuk. Ki hinei derech anoshim mu'utei haskala. It is a derech of uneducated people. Shebavoy aleihem ra, when any bad comes upon them, yispalalu el Hashem, they daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, vayomru lefonav yisparach, and they say like this: Hatzileni no, save me, ki moshia ein biltechel, because there's nobody else but you. Ukiyotze bedvarim elu, and things like that. When a tzara comes to them, foolish people go and they say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the tzaras are from you, please save me. Okay? These are foolish people. V'lo ye'osru, and these people will not be helped. For hu ki adaraba, on the contrary, yoreyu v'yashchisu es atzmo mizeh, they're making it worse and they're damaging themselves with this. Ki adedei kein, because by doing so, yavuka pinkosom, their books will be looked into, v'yisoyru ashmosom, and their iniquities will be reawakened, lekatreid olemu oz yosa, to get, make it even worse for them. If a person goes to Kosh Baruch Hu, Rebbein Shleilem, help me out of this tzara, please. HaKosh Baruch Hu start looking in their books and make it worse for them. Ach lo yizu haderach yishkan o. This is wrong. Ki im tchila yoimu lelevavon. You have to first start and say one thing. Lechoshid kutshabrichu to obedina b'leidina. It is no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does anything if there's no reason behind it. There's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings din on a person unless he deserves that din. Ve'ein ze ki im shmeganu b'yadoi v'neinu aveinenu ki b'chol ovoim b'rona mashchis. It must be that my avarice caused me to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make din with me. And therefore the third thing you have to say, he says, is Lechena derecha miti is to say, but leib nishba v'nitke, and say Rebbeinu Sholem chotosi. Says Alshich, that the Pasuk is teaching me that chas v'sholem, when a person has a tzara, don't go to Rebbeinu Sholem and say, Rebbeinu Sholem, help me. Because it looks as if you don't see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is waking you up. You don't see you've done anything wrong. You don't see why you deserve this. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, one second, you don't deserve this? Okay, let's look back in the books again. Let's see if Itaka do deserve it. And you see, the Itaka deserve more than that. And that is actually making it worse for you. What a person has to do is, say, Rebbeinu Shleilom, I understand that you're trying to wake me up. I understand that this is a wake-up call. Rebbeinu Shleilom, Chotasi, I've done an Avera. Give me time to identify what Avera is. Let me understand, or give me a sign, what can I do this tshuva? But I know it's from you and I deserve this. But please, Rebbeinu Shleilom, I understand the message. Chotasi. Once you say Chotasi, immediately, says Alshich, the tzaras will disappear, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will take away the mashchisim and he begin to help you. But not if a person just goes, Rebbeinu Shleilom, I need your help. If a person has to realize it comes from Chotasi. And he says, that's Peshat in the Pasuk over here. V'chisavoyu milchoma ba'artzichem, al hatzar hatzayra eschem. Every tzara, whether it's betzayra, says a Rambam, or whether it's a tzar, or whether it's a famine, it makes no difference. It all comes from one source. And that is Hatzar Hatzoyer Eschem. It is a Yetzahara that has come to fight with you. Therefore, with any tzar, any enemy that comes along, it is one enemy, whatever tzar it may be. Any tzar it may be, it ultimately boils down to one single enemy, and that's the Yetzahara. And therefore, any Muhammad that comes, any difficulty that comes, immediately, it is one tzar hatzoyra eschem. It is one enemy that you have to fight, and that's a yetzahara. Look into yourself. Meichesh benefesh. And that is a way that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'ereisim v'chatzoyitzvi v'nskazim v'nei Hashem nekeichem, and Kodesh Baruch Hu will save you. This is Peshat in the Pasuk. That any tzara that may come is basically down to the same single enemy that you have all the way through every tzara. Says Rav Nosson Sherman, that this is Peshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Harei zu achzori, what's pshat? He said, just imagine There was one very dangerous intersection around the corner from your home. And there's a main road there, and on a regular basis, people are being injured by cars. Children cross the street, it's a blind spot, cars come, and nebuch, they're fatalities. And this doesn't happen once, it doesn't happen twice, it happens four or five times. So a petition, you get together a group of people who write a petition, and they send it through to the bureaucrats, and they say, listen, please, this is not didn't happen once, this didn't happen twice, this will happen four or five times. People have been hospitalized, people have died in this intersection, please wake up! Please put a stop sign there, please put a traffic light there, please put speeding humps, speeding ramps, slow down the traffic, please do something, put a roundabout there, do something. And the bureaucrat said, you're right, let me look into this. And he comes back, and he puts writes back a newspaper after much, you know, discussion and looking into this. We have actually come to the conclusion that this intersection fits into the national statistics of injuries that take place in this town every year. In other words, last year we had 50 injuries. Even though 4 people were injured this year, the statistics in town still show that it's below the normal statistics. This year we've only had 36 people killed, and therefore, since the statistics are down, there's no reason why we should invest any public money into this intersection. Statistically, we're doing great. Is this person an idiot, or is this person an achzori? This person's an achzori. You could save lives. You could do something about it. You can save your children. You can save your family. Just do tshuva, says the Rambam. Don't just ignore the Tzora and say, boy, inshallah, oy vey, it's all from you on the best of times. Do tshuva. Hatzar hatzorer eschem. Look into yourself. Do tshuva. And if you don't do tshuva and you carry on suffering, it's your fault. And if you carry on suffering, it's your fault, you're an achzori. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. And therefore, this pasuk is telling us the way to deal with tzoros. It's a way to deal with suffering. And therefore, this pasuk teaches us, first of all, the concepts over here of leadership within one's own life, within one's own family, that it's got to be uncompromising. But every child requires different tools. Every generation requires different tools. Sometimes within ourselves, it is a Yerusal Einish that we need. Sometimes we can upgrade it to Yerusal Remimus. Sometimes even without outside help, our levels are Yerusal Einish. But when we connect ourselves with greater people, it's Yerusal Remimus. And that's what we can do. And then we have this pasuk over here that tells us that the Tzar Hatzira Eschem, any tzara that comes, basically, is down to one tzara. It's one down to one milchama that we have. That's milchama seyeta. And if you deal with that milchama, and we address that in the correct way, then it's possible for us to get saved from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we don't address the issue, we don't address the tshuva, and we just carry on, it does counterbalance and makes it worse, and it is achzoris. Okay, shkoyach.